Congratulations on making it this far into your meditation challenge for the month. My name is Ashley Cheng. I'm a forest yoga teacher at Castle Hill, and I'll be guiding you through your meditation for today. Find your way into a comfortable seated position. You can sit up in a regular chair, anywhere around your house. You can sit on the floor if you have blankets or a pillow or block nearby to prop up your seat. You can do so, especially if you're tight in the low back or in the backs of the legs. Close your eyes so that you can begin to deepen your internal focus. Take a deep breath and sit a little bit taller. As you exhale, align the back of your skull with your sacrum so your spine can lift up nice and tall and the head almost feels like it's just floating above the rest of the spine. So you have the benefit of the alignment naturally holding up the skull. You can let go of any sensation of effort or strain along the sides of the neck, along your jaw. And then soften your tongue away from the roof of your mouth or the back of your teeth. We'll be moving through a guided forest yoga meditation, so keep your eyes closed. Turn your breath on to start. Known as Ujjayi breath, activating the whisper muscles at the back of your throat. Let it be a soft, just barely audible breath. And then keep your eyes closed, but lift up both of your palms. Draw the hands in towards each other, almost like you are cupping a pool of water in your palms. Let these two handfuls of air represent all of the knowledge and the experience, the love, the hate, the joy, the suffering, everything you've experienced up until now. And be proud of those two big handfuls of air that represent all the experience you've encountered up until this time today. In your whole life, you've been through a lot to fill those up. Now imagine all the air on this planet. And that's what you don't know. That's the great mystery. And then go up a little bit higher. And now imagine all of the space, all of the atmosphere above that. That's held by the whole universe. That is all that we don't know. All the opportunity to grow and learn more. And don't be afraid to question what you think you know in those two handfuls, or what others tell you to be truth in those two handfuls of yours. Because there is so much that we don't know. Hold on to those two handfuls, like you're holding on to something very precious though, because you really have been through a lot. Take a deep breath in as you place your handfuls right into your heart and soak that in, all that you don't know and all the beauty that there is left to know and experience in the great mystery beyond. Continue to breathe deeply, feeling the warmth of your hands, your palms over your heart. place your palms down onto your legs, either facing down or palms can remain facing up. Continuing on with the rest of your meditation, breathing in a way that embodies that connection to the great mystery beyond. Knowing that with every breath that you take, you're deepening the connection with that great mystery. As you inhale, you're breathing in air that is shared by the people in the whole universe, all the animals on the planet and beyond around us. With every exhale, you're feeding the atmosphere around us. You're feeding and providing fresh nutrients for the trees and the plants and the grass. Breathe in a way that embodies just how precious what you have to offer to the rest of the world is. We'll continue on with alternate nostril breathing. This is a great form of pranayama or breath control exercise to help become more centered. You're actually strengthening neural networks across both hemispheres of your brain, across the corpus callosum. Start by picking up your right hand, plugging the index finger and your middle finger down. Now plug your thumb over the right nostril. Take a deep inhale through the left nostril. Hold your ring finger down, holding both nostrils down. Hold your breath in. As you hold your breath in, keep the jaw soft, maybe the teeth slightly part. Tongue relaxes. Sides of throat relax. Release the thumb. Exhale everything out through the right nostril. Inhale through the right nostril. Feel for spreading, ballooning the rib cage out wide with your breath. Hold the breath in, hold both nostrils down. Release ring finger, exhale everything out. Inhale through the left nostril. Hold both nostrils down. Hold your breath in. And notice as you hold the breath, are you tightening or clenching or tensing anywhere in the body? If you are, just soften there. Release the thumb. Exhale everything out through the right nostril. And feel for completely emptying your lungs. Emptying out of any stuck, stale or stagnant energy. That's one way to help you breathe more fully. As you inhale, breathe through that same nostril, filling up every air sac in your lungs. Hold the thumb down, hold both nostrils down. Feel for allowing that fresh breath to soak in to your cell tissue. Release the ring finger, slowly, gradually exhale everything out. Relax the right hand down. Switch the cross of your legs if you haven't already. Completing two rounds of alternate nostril breathing on the other side. Pick up your left hand. Place your index finger and your middle finger down and plug your thumb over the left nostril. Take a deep inhale through the right nostril. Hold ring finger down, hold your breath in. Release your thumb, exhale everything out. Deep inhale through that same nostril. Hold your thumb down, hold the breath in. Release the ring finger. Exhale everything out through right nostril. As you empty out the breath, feel for pulling the navel gently back towards the spine. Deep inhale through the right nostril. Hold the ring finger down, hold your breath in. Release thumb, exhale everything out. Deep inhale through the left nostril. Feel for sitting up a little taller, creating more space between each vertebrae of the spine as you breathe in. Hold both nostrils down, holding your breath. Release ring finger, exhale everything out. Soften tops of the shoulders down and away from your ears. Release your hand down. Relax the hands onto the legs. If you start to feel achy in the low back or you feel like you need more back support, feel free to readjust. You can sit leaning against a wall. Or if it feels better for you for the rest of our meditation today, you can lie onto your back with knees bent, soles of the feet on the ground. Use the remaining time of our practice together to inhale completely, holding the breath in for just a moment so that your breath has a chance to soak in. Your body has a chance to absorb all the nutrients of that fresh breath. And then slowly, for as long as it's comfortable, exhale everything out, continuing to allow yourself the time and the space and the energy to feel the process of that breath. You notice your mind wandering any amount, like the sensations of your breath in your body feel far more fascinating than whatever your mind is wandering off to. Get really curious about what the breath feels as it swirls in and around your lungs, feeling the rib cage expanding wide with every inhale. The low belly gently drawing back, supporting low back with every exhale. Bring some gentle movements back into your physical body. You can gently caress your thumb across the rest of your fingertips. And do this slowly enough so that you can really connect to the feeling that starts to drum up across the fingertips. You can wiggle your toes. When you're ready, gradually rotating out wrists or ankles. Bring a little bit of movement side to side or back and forth in the spine, working out any kinks in the back. And as you go off into the rest of your day or the rest of your evening, challenge yourself to continue to breathe in a way that connects to the great mystery around you. And we will see you tomorrow for your next meditation challenge. Thank you very much.